We're going to talk about the sugya of Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, the seven laws that are applicable to Bnei Noach. At the end of that sugya, or in the middle of the sugya, there's a discussion of other dinim, or other halachas, that have what to do with the Bnei Noach. One din, such din, is, the Gemara says, Amar Reb Chanina, and Daf Nun Ches on the Beis, Oyvei Kochavim, Shehikes Yisrael. A Oyvei Kochavim, a worshiper of idols, a goy, a person who is not Jewish, if he would hit a Yisrael, Chayv Misa, he's Chayv Misa, which the Rambam says it means Misa B'dei Shemayim. A Ben Noach and his Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach is Chayv Misa, means Misa B'dei Adam. That's like the Gemara has discussed beforehand, but the Rambam holds that this means Misa B'dei Shemayim. While there are other Rishon the Ran who holds not like that, but it says Chayv Misa Shenemar Yifen Koy V'Koy V'Yar Ki Ein Ish Moshe Benu. Says he left, he was in Beis Paro, he went out to see the Sivloisa and the sufferings of his people, and he saw a Ish Mitzri being Makir, hitting a Ish Ivri Echov. Moshe, it says V'Yifen Koy V'Koy V'Yar Ki Ein Ish V'Yaches HaMitzri, and Moshe Benu hit the Mitzri. Therefore, Gemara learns out from there that was what he was mechuyev. He was mechuyev what's called misa. According to the Rambam, that he was mechuyev misa b'dei shemayim. His oinesh was misa b'dei shemayim. So the Mefarshim explain what the Gemara says. That what it says. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu met Dosan Vaviram, they were fighting. They said to Moshe, "Ha'alegenu atal omer, you want to tell us? You want to kill us with your mouth? Ha'alegenu atal omer." So Rashi says he killed them with the shame of Farish by saying what's called the shame of Farish. With that, the Mitzri died. So they said, "Do you want to kill us in that same way you killed the Mitzri?" So that was the Misa B'dei Shemayim. He applied the shame of Farish. That would be according to the Rambam. But Zatim Oy Bekam Shikis Ohai Misa from the fact that the Mitzri hit the Yisrael. They're Yisrael Ha'ivri, the Ish Ha'ivri. And there's a tremendous discussion among the Mefarshim. The Beroshim is a Sefer Prashas Drachim in Siman Aleph, Siman Beis, that discusses what is the halacha of Bnei Yisrael before they receive the Torah. Do they have a din of being Bnei Yisrael, or were they the same thing as all the other Umos Olam, or would they have dinim of what's called Bnei Noach? Well, who were they? What were they? And the obvious rise from this Gemara, that we are differentiating, make a difference between a goy, a oyv kachavim, and Yisrael. The oyv kachavim hit a Yisrael's chayv misa. Apparently, it tells us from the Gemara we see that they already had a din Yisrael even before they received the Torah. That's what seems to be a dover of kilu. That's what comes out from this Gemara. Happens to be the Chiddush Eran here right over here does explain that there are those mafarshim who explain the reason that they're chayiv Misa is because it has a din like Gezel. Mali chavol gufoy, mali chavol mamoinoi. The Gemara is discussed in that base and base. There's a din. What's the difference between chavol begufa, chavol bamoinoi? It's a type of Gezel by causing someone, a chavol causing something to kilu by causing hurting him and hitting him. That's called a type of Gezel. And that the Ran asks, if so, then why is it set aside as a separate halacha? It's even so he says it must be. It's a special halacha in Isra to be Maka Yisrael that has with it the punishment of Chiyuv Misa. And he says that Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah were called Yisrael. Shechein Chivu Bahem Mitzvah Siseris. They're already even more mitzvahs than what's called the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, the Zion mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. And since they're mechuyev even more mitzvahs, so therefore. They have a shame Yisrael. So the Ram already speaks out here on this sugya that they have a shame Yisrael. And that's what seemingly is 100% boris. It comes out from this Gemara as a dover that's 100% clear from this Gemara that's the mitzvah. That's the halacha. Just what? There are many questions on this. Do they have a din b'nei noyach or do they have a din Yisrael? The discussion that's brought down that's very explicit, very clear, is a Ramban in Chumash. This is even the Parshas Drachim. All the Mefarshim who discuss this topic bring down the Ramban, really brings it down as a Machlekes. There's a Parsh in the Torah that's referred to as the Makalu. In Parshas Emor, Perichav Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, who ben Ish Mitzri, he was a daughter of Yisraelis, a ben Ish Mitzri, Vayinotu b'machina, and Vayiku ben Aisha Yisraelis Hashem, Yakalo, he used Hashem Hashem, he was Makalo. So the Medrash says that he was Megayer. He was Megayer. And the question, why did he need Geiris? He was the son of a Yisraelis and a Mitzri. The halacha is that if a person is born from a mother who's Jewish, he's Jewish. So why did he need Geiris? So Toysa, the Ramban there on Chumash explains about Safar to Mormon. He says from the Bali Toysus, Ki Tama Geiris v'nei shayu koydem Matan Torah. Was before the Matan Torah. The Hu Hayu Mishpato Leilech Achra Zohar. And the din was, if you want to know who do we put the Vlad after, the child after, the Zohar and the Kev, you put him after the Zohar. Bu'uma Salach Achra Zohar. Ukasha Noilad Zeh Aloy Malo Oisoi. He didn't have Mila. Meaning, Yisrael to Bnei Avram with Netoysef, it was added on Mila, but they're considered Bnei Noyach in the din that if you have a question of who you put the child after, you put them after the Zohar, not in the Keva. And the Ramban says, Vein Daisi Kach, that's not what I hold, that's not what I feel, that's not my Das. Kime Esha Ba Avram Bebris, Hayu Yisrael, from the second that Avram came into the Bris. And there are Nuschoyes and Gersoyes that are Goris Meisha Bavram Bebris Mila, but everyone understands that when the Ravram, it means here Bris. There are those who had a suffix that don't mean Bris Ben Abzarim, but Kimat everyone explains it, and that's what the Gersoyes that say Beferish Meisha Bavram Bebris Mila, how you Yisrael, and he is considered Yisrael. But we're going to Yischashu, and that's his Mamshah. Once Avram Avinu came in the Bris, who came upon him the din of Yisrael, he was Nechshev, he was considered Yisrael. So there's a machloikis here, what's called the Chochmei HaTzafartim, and the Ramban. What was the din after the Bris Mila? There's a Rash Marsha in Yerbamas. I think it's in Daf Tzadi Chites, Daf Kuf, Daf Tzadi Chites Kuf. There the Marsha says that will be the Gemara says in Yuma that Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. He kept all the Tariq Mitzvahs. Afa Pishalo Nitna. That was only after he had the Bris Mila. Because once he had the Bris Mila, then also he had the din, he was not left to be Israel. So he was Shayach, he had what to do with the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, the Targ mitzvahs had what to do with him. Before that, it was he wasn't a Yisrael, he wasn't a Shem Yisrael. Just like anyone, a Ben Noyach, doesn't do Targ mitzvahs. So who then? Avram Avinu, before he was he had the Mila, he was not the kind the Tariq mitzvahs. That what it says Tariq mitzvah Shamarti by Yaakov, or that what it says by Avraham Avinu, Ekev, right? She was showing me the Torah, the Chazal tell us he kept Tariq mitzvahs only after the Bris Mila, because then he was considered the Yisrael. So this we have, this needle in the Rishonim. Rashi, Daf Nun Tes, speaks at Beferish, there's a discussion in the Gemara of that there are mitzvahs that were Nemul Bnei Noyach, and it wasn't said over again in Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, that means to tell us that even though it was nogeya, it was applicable to a ben noyach before Matan Torah, but if it didn't say it over to on Har Sinai, that mitzvah went over only to the Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael kept it after Matan Torah. The Gemara says one of the cases is Gid HaNasha, Ali B'der Yehuda, that held Gid HaNasha was there Makai Gid HaNasha from the Maisa of Yaakov, who met the Malach, and he was pogay in his Gid HaNasha, then it was no gay. So Rashi explains over there that what it says in the Gemara, it says that there was no gay by Bnei Yaakov, and that was Nechshav de Bnei Noyach. And if it would have said it in the Torah, again, B'shas Matan Torah, it would have been Shai to Bnei Noyach and to Yisrael after Matan Torah. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Bnei Noyach? It was only said, it says Bnei Yisrael. How came Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi says, "Bnei Yaakov nesgid nasha shahayu bnei noyach koydem matan Torah." Rashi the Divrei Masa of the Alibi of Yehuda that they had it in bnei noyach koydem matan Torah. And Rashi that pebeis in Sanhedrin says it beferish they had it in bnei noyach. Rashi in Gemara and Zvachim and Daf Kuf Tezayin, we are Rashi discussing a machleikis tanoim is a machleikis among the tanoim, the Talmudic sages, what type of kabbonis did Bnei Yisrael bring, what type of sacrifices did Bnei Yisrael bring, and what type of sacrifices did Goyim bring. So it says over there that Bnei Noach were able to bring only oilets, one man Omer says. And it says, it comes out from the Gemara that that what it means, Bnei Noach could only be makriv oilets. Even Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah were only able to be makriv oilets. And Rashi explains, only after by Matan Torah were Bnei Yisrael not considered one of the Bnei Noach. They were Yotze, they were Yotze Machlau, they left. That cloud being Bnei Noach was chal on them, it was applicable to them, the din of Yisrael. And different halachas and different dinim were applied to them. But before Matan Torah, before with the Lashon of Rashi, the Shenivcher Yisrael, before the Bechira at Matan Torah, they were considered Bnei Noach. So we see Rashi says Befeirish that Lagavi, all dinim are considered Bnei Noach. So how does Rashi learn this Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that they were considered to be. They were considered to be Yisrael. Akum Shehikis Yisrael. It seems to be 100% born from the Gemara that they had it in Yisrael. Toisus in Kama Mekoimus also says that they seem to have a din of Bnei Noach. Toisus and Daf Nun Zayim and Beis here in the Naam Ross asks, according to the Manda Omer that says that a Gor is not Mitzuva on Naam Ross. So what was the terrible Aveir of Esav that the Gemara says in Baba Basar? Esav did Chamesha Averus, Boisayim, one of them was born Na'ar Morasa. He had relations with a Na'ar Morasa. It's not also for a goy. So Taisa says it was still considered a davar mechur. It was considered a disgusting action. It was considered not an improper action. But why? If you say that they were Yisraelim, they should be Chal the Dinei Yisrael, and they should be Aser. So it seems to be bar from Taisa had Din Bnei Noach. And Be'emes, Rabbi Yaakov Endem asked this as a question. But it seems to be that's the question doesn't seem to be so strong, because there, that's for sure, if they had the Din Yisrael, they weren't mechuyev in other mitzvahs, but the Zayim mitzvah Bnei Noach, the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and those mitzvahs on Nitoisef, that was Nitoisef on them. The other mitzvahs, they kept, the Ovis kept, and the Bnei Yisrael who kept after them, kept in what the Ramban says together, in the Einu Mitzvah, they were not mechuyev to keep the mitzvah, they kept it, because they had some connection to it. They were already Yisraelim, they were already Jews, so they had a connection to the mitzvahs. They kept it, for what the Ramban says, an Einu Mitzvah Oisa. So therefore, that's for sure, the Chiyuvim, the responsibilities, were only as much as the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach of Arayis, of illicit relations were, and that was not going to be applied to Na'ar Morasa. But there's another Toysus in Bava Basra. The Toysus in Bava Basra asks a question. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that the Gemara says, the Gemara has says Basra, that says certain Amora that you took it upon himself to mitzayin, to spell out, to set apart the graves of different people. One of them was Avram Avinu, one was Adam Harishon. Why? Because it said people should, Kohanim shouldn't walk over them. If Gohan will walk over, then they would become Tomei. It's also for them. So he was Mitzayim Arasa, their Benoi. He was Mitzayim the Ma'ara, where their graves were. So he says he was Mitzayim the Ma'ara of Adam Arishan. It also says he was Mitzayim the Ma'ara of Avram Avinu. Tosfos asks the question, what's the problem of Avram Avinu? The caver of a goy is not metame ba'oyel. So there are toises of Abbasah doesn't say it, but the Ramban himself says over there. Ramban says it's mishum kvoidoy shel Avram, kivin shekimu v'kiblu asa Torah, afa pi sheloi nitna. Since he kept the Torah, even though it's in the nitna, it was mishum kvoidoy shel Avram to act to him according ki'ilu, like ki'ilu he was a Yisrael, even though tuma. Really, it wasn't necessary. It's only Mishum Kvoida Shel Avram. We're going to deal with him like he's a Yisrael. But really, it seems to be from the Ramban, that he wouldn't have been what's called Metame Boil, create that type of a tumor that's special to a Yisrael. He would only have the tumor of a Ben Noach. So we see even the Ramban, who says that they're called Yisraelim, the Ramban himself says that what is Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was a Ben Noach, not Nogeya, the dinim of the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach. Here it's talking about what the din of the tumah is. So there's a famous mahalach beer from the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Sefer Kodesh Yerim on Masechet Bava Basra. It's in Ois Nun Dalin, and there Rabbi Chanan says something very basic, very simple. And with that, he tries to explain all the different steers, the different things that conflict here, and the understanding, what did they have it in B'nai Noach, did they have it in Yisrael? He said, that's for sure. In the Zion mitzvahs that they were mitzuvah and that they had to keep, they kept them like the B'nai Noach kept them. That's what they were mechuyev. They were mechuyev before, and nothing changed in those halachas. But once they got the milah, what changed was the milah, in the mitzvahs milah, they were Yisrael. And they kept the mitzvahs milah as a Yehudi, as a Yisrael. That's what they kept the mitzvahs milah. So now what happened to Avram after the milah is he really had two shemas on him, two names. He was referred to as both things. He had a ben Noach in the Zion mitzvahs, in the Sheva mitzvahs, in the seven laws of the Noach laws that he had to keep. And referring to the mitzvah of milah, he had a dini b'Yisrael. He was nachshav Yisrael. So he really had two stodim to him, two sides to him. He had the Noach laws to him, and he had also the Yisrael. He was a morka, they used the terminology, he was an androgynous. He was made up of two stodim. He was two things. So he had both things within him. So when you want to talk about what's the Yichus of Yisrael, is it the Yichus of Yisrael? So therefore the Ramban tells us the Yichus after Avraham Avinu had the Bismillah, and you want to know Goy, Shabbat, Bas Yisrael, a relationship between a man, non-Jew, with a Jewish lady, where the children, were they considered Jewish or non-Jewish? So says Ramban, there we say, well, you have Dinim of Yisrael. So there the Tzad Yisrael is a Mizgabra. Dinim of Yisrael, Tzad Yisrael, Mizgabra. The Gemara also says it in Kiddushin, what's called the Gabi Yerusha, the discussion. Is there a din Yerusha Minotaur? Is there a din of being Yerush? The father dies, his property goes to his children. Is that Minotaur by a goy or not? And the Gemara books arrive from Esav, because Esav was Yerush. He was a Yerush through his from his father Yitzchak. It says, and therefore the din Yerusha also applies by a goy. And that one says, no, shiny Esav, the Yisrael Mumahu. He was still a Yisrael. Meaning, legabe yichus, legabe yerusha, they have a tzad Yisrael. Once they have a tzad Yisrael, then I'm not sure if they have a dinah Yisrael. But what are they themselves when legabe other things, the mitzvahs that they weren't, those other mitzvahs that they had them itzad the din of a goy, the din of sheva mitzvah b'noyach, so the sheva mitzvah b'noyach, they had a din itzad goy. That's all legabe the different dinah. But they have a tzad Yisrael. It's very interesting, but the mitzvah gil hanasha, according to Yehuda, that was given to them, if it was given to them as Bnei Yaakov, meaning it wasn't given Matan Torah, it was given to them when they were already from Bnei Yaakov Eilach, it was given to them mitzad din Bnei Noach. It was different than the mitzvah smila. And after the Gemara makes a chil, Gemara says mitzvah smila, it was given to Avraham Avinu v'zarecha acharecha, his zara that followed after him, which the Rambam says it means the zara that followed after him, the darko hayishara. That means the Zara, who is his Zara, that he's been Moiser, what he's Makabal with the Mila, the Shem Yisrael, and to be Mamshech, to be the Banu Hashem, and that's going to be with the Mila. But the Gihanasha was given to them even in the Tzad of the B'nai Noach. That's what seemingly seems to be. And in the Dinim of the Korbanos and sacrifices, what was the Halacha of Yisrael or B'nai Noach? The Gabi them didn't change. There was Korbanos already from Adam Arishon. And that halacha of the korbanos continued till Matan Torah that they had the same din of Bnei Noach. But being that they have a tzad Yisrael, a goy, akum shikis Yisrael, is going to be chayv misa because he hit a person who has on him a tzad of Yisrael. He has both sides to him. You want to decide what dinim he has, there got to be other people, definitely, you have to doubt that he has a tzad Yisrael. So an akum shikis Yisrael is going to be chayv misa. That's the chori how he would do it. But we wanted to decide after he dies, who is he? Now you have to have a question. Now, what is Avram after he dies? What type of tumor is he going to give off? Now we can't say, well, there's two sides to him, and therefore you can touch. You have to define him. Now you have one choice: does he have tumor like a akum, like a non-Jew? Does he have tumor like a Jew? So that we have to define him. So that Tosha says, and that's what the Ramban holds, when we define him, that's him as a dead body, is the tumor like a Jew or like a Akum? So the definition we're going to give him in the end is a Ben Noach. Ben Noach.
ben noach. He is a ben noach that had dinei Yisrael, and you have to down with dinei Yisrael. But when you have to machria, you have to decide which one of the two is going to be the machria. For example, like tuma, we can't die. We can't say, oh, he has both tadim. Then we're going to be machria that his din is going to be a din of ben noach, and his tuma is going to be a tuma of ben noach. That's the chara, just to make shalom between the different steeras in this inyan. But really, I wanted to also talk about the very important sugya nogei these halachas. We said there's one halacha, oivik kachav shehikis yisrael chayav misa. Gemara brings down two more halachas. Another halacha of oivik kachav sheshavas chayav misa. A goy who is shavas, who keeps Shabbos, is also chayav misa. A goy has his zayin mitzvahs, his sheva mitzvahs. Yisrael has what we call tayrig mitzvahs. A goy sheshavas is chayav misa. Gemara says another halacha. The Gemara has limudim for all these things. Three different things that the Gemara says. Now there is a very interesting diuk to deduct from the Gemara up to here, and this I saw the Chassam Sofer, and we'll see how the Chassam Sofer reads this into the Rambam. The Gemara always referred to the din as b'nei noach, the sons of noach, their mitzvahs. Now the Gemara starts talking about what's called akum. Which Akum really doesn't mean Akum Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The censors made them change it. It's a goy, like the Rambam writes, goy. Anyone who's not Jewish is a goy. Why here is it used the terminology B'nai Noach? And now by these three dinim, it says Akum, which is really referring to a goy. It's the same exact thing. It's the same thing. Why should the Gemara change its language? In the Rambam, it's more explicit than that. But the Rambam in this halach of Akum Sheshavas has a very big, a lengthy explanation in it. Two things he says. Goy, she'asa b'torah, perek yud, halacha tes, of hilchus malachim and mochamas. The Rambam says, goy, she'asa b'torah, chayv misa. Goy, who learns Torah, studies Torah, chayv misa. Lo yasuk, ele v'sheva mitzvah, shal hen bovad. They're only responsible to keep seven mitzvahs, zayin mitzvahs. That's what they should study. V'chein goy, she'shavas. A goy, that it rests. Afilu b'yoyim imoysachol, im also oysa la'atma kimoy Shabbos chayv misa. If during his resting on imoysachol he made it like a Shabbos, like he has to rest like a Shabbos, chayv misa. Rashi seems to learn not like the Rambam, but the Rambam says that if he rests on imoysachol like Shabbos, he's chayv misa. Ve'ein tzarech loymer im also moy la'atma. It's unnecessary to say even he made what's called a moy la'atma. He made a yontif for himself. So therefore, if he rests like it's a Shabbos, any day of the Moisachol, any weekday, or he made a Yom Tov for himself, that's what the Gemara says, Chayv Misa. Klolo shel davar, ein manichin oisam lechadish das. You don't allow goyim to mechadish das. They, goyim have their mitzvahs. Yisrael has their mitzvahs. Ein manichin oisam lechadish das, ula'asus mitzvahs la'atzma midaisu. They can't go ahead in what's called mechadish das, or to make mitzvahs, do mitzvahs, Midaisam, whatever mitzvahs they want. Ella, they have a choice. Everyone has a choice. Ella, oye ger tzedek. You have a choice to become a ger, what's called the ger tzedek. Vikaba kol mitzvahs. You have a choice. Vikaba all tarig mitzvahs. Oy, yamed bitarosoy. Or, he can stay in his Torah. The zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach. Lo yoyse, v'lo yoyse, v'lo gareya. And at the Ramaz Mamshech, he continues, v'im asik bitarah, v'chidish, oy shavas, v'chidish davar. You give him a punishment. You have to let him know shuchayv misa. That's not acceptable. He's really chayv. What's called chayv misa. He's punishable by death. Alzeh. Avain on that. We don't kill him. So therefore, the Rambam learns up. Goy she'asik b'torah chayv misa. He should only be oisik in his zayin mitzvahs. He has a choice to become a ger, which is allowed, or to stay in his zayin mitzvahs. And the Rambam says in the beginning and end of a perek ches. A person who does such a thing is called a chassid. But he has one or the other. There's zayin mitzvahs, there's tayrig mitzvahs. The difficulty is the Rambam then goes on to halacha yud and says ben noyach shirata la'asos mitzvah mishar mitzvahs ha'toyra kidei lekabel schar ein moine noyisor la'asos oyisor kilchasa. You don't stop it. Then hey the oyla mekabel memeno. If he wants to bring a korban, you mekabel memeno. Nasin tzedaka mikabel memeno. And the Rambam says, if it's a ben noyach, what we see, then he has a din that you even you give it to any Israel. It seems to be an apparent steer. So Rambam first starts off talking about you don't let a machadish, a moyed, not mitzvahs la'atzmon. They have a choice: be a ger tzedek, all the mitzvahs, or be a proper goy, meaning keeping your Zayin mitzvahs, Yamed b'Torasoi, v'lo Yosef v'lo Yigareya. Now the Rambam says he could. Harot l'oetz mitzvah m'sharam mitzvahs k'dei l'kabel schar. You don't stop him. And there are many mefarshim who are bothered by this, who discuss it, try to explain the apparent steer, to answer this apparent steer. The Chasam Sofer says a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam. And he says, based on this vehicle, we call Goy and Ben Noyach. The Rambam, at the end of Perkes, discusses that there's a sugya in many places in Shas, it's really learned in the Torah, there's a parasha called a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is someone who lives with Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael at the time when Bnei Yisrael was Yoshim al Admosim in Eretz Yisrael. Ger Toshav lived with them. He only kept the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, but what he did was is he had to makabel upon himself, he had to accept upon himself the responsibility of keeping those Zayin Mitzvahs. It wasn't good enough. It's not good enough that he kept it. He kept it, but he had to makabel, he had to accept the yoke of the responsibility. Just like a ger, a tzedek, who wants to become a ger, has to accept through a bezdin, he's going to accept upon himself all tiring mitzvahs, uadin, a ger toishav. Says the Rambam in the end of Perches Halacha Yud, v'chein tzivah Moshe Rabbeinu Lokov is kol bo'eloi l'makabel is kol mitzvah shenistava noyach v'chol mishol l'kibol ya'aroi, and he has to makabel them. And once he's makabel, this halacha is have a makabel. The Rambam says not only that, he says kol makabel shev mitzvah v'nizav al soysam, but how is he makabel them? Who she makabel isam v'yah soysam v'neshet tzivah makash brokul b'toyer, he has to keep them and accept them because Hashem was mitzvah us in the Torah. Here's mitzvah the goyim in the Torah. Not only because they heard it, they have it from Noach, and they're the yoytzach halotzev, the grandchildren, they're the descendants of Noach. They have to keep it because Hashem told them in the Torah to keep it. V'hodiyenu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, and he always was modiya through Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei Noach mekoydim tztavu ben. But there's a special halacha of Ger Toshav, and the Ger Toshav, he's what the Rambam calls a chassidic umos ha'olam, a ger toisha, but he has a makabel, he has to accept their all responsibility. And the Brisker Rav, in the end of his Sefer and Rambam, brings down from the Ramban, the Ritva, in Makas Daf Tes, that there's a chiluk between a goy or a ben noyach. I mean, a ben noyach that the Rambam is referring to is that, who's called the ger toisha. And a ben noyach, what the ben noyach is who's makabel to be a ger toisha. As the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that those umos ha'olam that didn't accept the Torah upon themselves, it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu now looked at them keeping the Zayin Mitzvah as an Eino Mitzvah Voisa. They're keeping it, they don't have the schar of what we call the Mitzvah Voisa, of someone who's commanded and does. It's less of a schar. It says the Ramban, that's only if you're not a Ger Toisha. If you're a Ger Toisha and you're Mekabel upon yourself with a Bezdin to keep the Zayin Mitzvah, then you have what's called the schar of Mitzvah. So if you're keeping it because you're a ben noyach and you're a descendant from noyach, so it's an enel mitzvah v'oisa. But if you're keeping it because you're a makabel, because that's what the Torah says, and you're makabel bezdin, you're a different darga. You're called what's called a ger toshav, and that's separate halachas. And you can live within Bnei Yisrael together. That's what Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael live together with what's called the ger toshav. The Yisrael kept their tarig mitzvahs, and the ger toshav kept their zayin mitzvahs. But it had the halacha of what's called the Ger Toisha. What seems to be from the Rambam, there's a special halacha by Ger Toisha that we're responsible, hachiyoisoi, to feed him. The Rambam says a tremendous chiddush seems to be in the end of Perek Yud, that a Ger Toisha, v'chein yirli shenoigim in Ger Toisha, v'derech eretz, v'gemilas chasodim ki Yisrael. We have to be annoyed with him, gemilas chasodim Yisrael. A person who's not a Ger Toisha, we're responsible also to be good to him, be even mavaker choyle, mibnei darkei shalom, that's proper. But a ger toshav has the same halachas of Yisrael. Now we have a halacha what's called v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, seems to be the Rambam, which is the Rambam in Hilchos Avelos, that's the makor for gemilas chasadim. Kula michlal applies to a ger toshav. A ger toshav is allowed to live within us and has gemilas chasadim ki Yisrael. So the Rambam seems to say, but that's only if he's mekabel upon himself, like the Rambam says, to be a ger toshav. So says the Chasam Sofer, I'm a little bit elaborating on his thoughts, but this is what I understand from him, the Chasam Sofer, that we have two types of people. You have a Ben Noyach, who's a Ger Toshav, who has to keep the Zayin Mitzvah Ben Noyach like a Ger Toshav. But there's a person called a Goy. A Goy is a person who didn't accept upon himself to be a Ger Toshav. A Goy, a Ger Toshav, can learn Torah, and a Ger Toishev can keep Shabbos, and a Ger Toishev can be Mechadish Adover, like the Rambam says in Halacha Yud. Then Noyach, Sherot Alasos Mitzvah Meshar Mitzvahs, Kedel Kabo Schar, Emoy Menoyzer. Then Noyach is a Ger Toishev. A Ger Toishev has Halacha's Dumi the Shalitim Makabo. And Vamis, really, this answers up a Mishnah Brewer, the Mishnah Brewer in Sinan Shin Dalin, in Mechadish, Nabi Halacha, and the end of Sinan Shin Dalin, and Orachayim. That a Ger Toishev, he says over there, can Makabo upon themselves, can keep Shabbos. And he's responsible to keep Shabbos if he's a Makabo upon himself. And he brings Kashas and Terutzim. But the world, everyone asks, the Oilam asks on the Mishnah Brewer, what does he do with the Rambam? It's Halacha, Gemara, Goisha Shabbos. And the answer is the Chassam Sofer. The Mishnah Brewer is talking about a Ger Toishev. A Ger Toishev, who's Makabo upon himself to keep the Zayin Mitzvah, he can also Makabo to keep Shabbos. A Goy is someone who yet hasn't been Makabo himself. He hasn't been Makabo himself to keep the Zayin Mitzvah. So we tell him, you have a choice. You can be a Ger Tzedek or you can be a Ger Toishev. But before you become a Ger Toishev, stick working on your Zayin Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam said, Klol Shadavar. Eima Nisino, in the Nichno Shel HaChadosh Das. Once he's Yamid B'Torosoi, and he's accepted himself the yoke, the all of being Zayin Mitzvah, so then he can be Mitzvah of other things also. The Mishnah Brewer learns in his acceptance of the Zayin Mitzvah, he can even accept also Shabbos as a Goy. Not as a Yisrael, but accept Shabbos as a Goy. That's what comes out from these two halachas. The difficulty with this is all after Matan Torah. All this applies after Matan Torah. Then we had what we call the Ger Toishev, something new that was Mechadish. There's Bnei Noach that can see only as a Ger Toishev. Afterwards you have a choice. Either Ben Noach, Moshe Beno with Mitzvah to have everyone who lived within Yisrael to Makabal upon themselves to be what's called a Ger Toishev. If not, you're a Goy. You're not, you yet have a Makabal upon yourself, just like Yisrael has to keep his Tariq Mitzvahs. A Goy, a Pitoriah, has to keep his Zayin Mitzvahs, his Sheva mitzvahs, those know Bnei Noach, the laws of the Bnei Noach. The person who has a Makabah Pasada, he's called a Goy, and he has his halachas. But before Matan Torah, we yet haven't differentiated, made the separation. Here the Rambam really doesn't explain, the Chassam Sofer doesn't explain to us. The two halachas, we said Goy Sheshavas, Goy Shasik B'Torah, there's a Chilkin of Goy, and a Ger Toishev. A Ger Toishev can Makabah himself to do other mitzvahs while a Goy can't. But there's a third halacha we started with, Goy Shehikes Yisrael. It says a Goy Shehikes Yisrael. It was also Chayiv Misa, the Rambam brings it down in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. The Goy also, the Goy Shehikes Yisrael, the Chavo Boy, Abishu Chayiv Misa, Emon Nerek. So Goy Shehikes Yisrael is a person, not a Ger Toishev. And it seemingly it's understood what we said. If you're a Ger Toishev, you can live with Yisrael. You have some Shaykhs, you have some relationship with Yisrael. You're even Bechlal V'Hafta L'Yecha Kamoicha. So the difference between them isn't enough that a Goy Shehikes Yisrael should be Chayiv Misa. You have a Shaykhs to Yisrael enough that you're not a Goy Shehikes Yisrael. There's a separation, Goy Shehikes Yisrael. That's if you weren't Mekabotas to be a Ger Toishev. But before Matan Torah, we're all Bnei Noach. There was no difference between a Goy and a Ger Toishev yet. But here the Gemara says, Goy Shehikes Yisrael Chayiv Misa, where's it learned out from the Mitzri? There was before Matan Torah. So I think, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's necessary to say, this is how the Chassam Sofer is learning in the Rambam, that it was a din miyuchad to the Mitzri. And the Mitzrim dealt with, the Mitzrim reacted, dealt all the times that refers to the Mitzrim referred to Bnei Yisrael, they're always referring to them as Ha-Ivri. All through the Chumash, Avram Ivri want by Oy. And then the Mitzrim, Eshes Potifar, by the Sar Hamashkin, refers to him as HaMitzri. And over here in the Parsha Shamois, it says, the Ish, it's Moshe went out, and he saw the Ish Mitzri, Bimake, Ish HaIvri Echot. He saw in Bimake the Ish HaIvri Echot. Meaning, there was a separation. The Mitzrim had separated themselves totally from the Yisraelim, from the Yehudim. It says there are Sunuyim Eitzlam, the Ivrim, and the Ivrim were separate from them. So therefore, even though we said that after Matan Torah, if you are Ger Toishev, if you live together with Yisrael, you're together with Yisrael, you don't have the Halach of Goy Sheikah, because you're Ben Noach. Ben Noach Sheikah Yisrael is not Chayiv. And before Matan Torah, there yet wasn't a difference between Goy or a ben noyach. But all that applies only to those who live together with Yisrael. They were at peace with Yisrael. But those who created Yisrael to be in a matzav of ha'ivri, to be separated totally, so you already created the differentiation between, you made the difference. You separate yourself from the Yehudim, from that what we call Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and Memela on them it was applied the din of Goy Sheikis Yisrael. And that's why the Pasuk seemingly it says B'Feyus, that Lashon, V'Yachas Amitzri, Ish ha'ivri Echav, which seems to be a Lashon Yuta, the Ish ha'ivri Echav. So Ish, that's the Ach of Moshe that came from Yisrael. But it says the Ha'ivri to tell us that that's exactly why he was responsible and had to get the Oynish that Moshe Ben says, Halagena to Oymer, the Chiyuv Misa, is because he dealt with him like Ha'ivri, so then they applied the Loch of Goy Sheikis Yisrael.